Chapter 10. And the Lord said to Moses, Make 2 silver horns of hammered work, to be used for getting the people together and to give the sign for the moving of the tents. When they are sounded, all the people are to come together to you at the door of the tent of meeting. If only one of them is sounded, then the chiefs, the heads of the thousands of Israel, are to come to you. When a loud note is sounded, the tents placed on the east side are to go forward. At the sound of a second loud note, the tents on the south side are to go forward. The loud note will be the sign to go forward. But when all the people are to come together, the horn is to be sounded but not loudly. The horns are to be sounded by the sons of Aaron, the priests. This is to be a law for you forever, from generation to generation. And if you go to war in your land against any who do you wrong, then let the loud note of the horn be sounded, and the Lord your God will keep you in mind and give you salvation from those who are against you. And on days of joy and on your regular feasts and on the first day of every month, let the horns be sounded over your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, and they will put the Lord in mind of you, I am the Lord your God. Now in the second year, on the 20th day of the second month, the cloud was taken up from over the tent of witness. And the children of Israel went on their journey out of the waste land of Sinai, and the cloud came to rest in the waste land of Paran. They went forward for the first time on their journey as the Lord had given orders by the hand of Moses. First the flag of the children of Judah went forward with their armies, and at the head of his army was Nashon, the son of Aminadab. And at the head of the army of the children of Issachar was Nethaneel, the son of Zah. And at the head of the army of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. Then the house was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari, who were responsible for moving the house, went forward. Then the flag of the children of Reuben went forward with their armies, and at the head of his army was Elitzur, the son of Shadur. And at the head of the army of the children of Simeon was Shalumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. At the head of the army of the children of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Reuel. Then the Kohathites went forward with the holy place, the others put up the house ready for their coming. Then the flag of the children of Ephraim went forward with their armies, and at the head of his army was Elisama, the son of Ammihud. At the head of the army of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. At the head of the army of the children of Benjamin was Obadon, the son of Gideoni. And the flag of the children of Dan, whose tents were moved last of all, went forward with their armies, and at the head of his army was Ahiezer, the son of Ammishaddai. At the head of the army of the children of Asher was Pagiel, the son of Otra. And at the head of the army of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the order in which the children of Israel were journeying by armies, so they went forward. Then Moses said to Hobab, the son of his father-in-law Reuel the Midianite, We are journeying to that place of which the Lord has said, I will give it to you, so come with us, and it will be for your profit, for the Lord has good things in store for Israel. But he said, I will not go with you, I will go back to the land of my birth and to my relations. And he said, Do not go from us, for you will be eyes for us, guiding us to the right places in the wasteland to put up our tents. And if you come with us, we will give you a part in whatever good the Lord does for us. So they went forward 3 days' journey from the mountain of the Lord, and the ark of the Lord's agreement went 3 days' journey before them, looking for a resting place for them, and by day the cloud of the Lord went over them, when they went forward from the place where they had put up their tents. And when the ark went forward Moses said, Come up, O Lord, and let the armies of those who are against you be broken, and let your haters go in flight before you. And when it came to rest, he said, Take rest, O Lord, and give a blessing to the families of Israel.